Whatever kill your passion has finished you. It's time to cry. David speaking. He said, as the deer pant after the water. He was not a pastor. So my soul long after thee. To see thy powers I've seen. Some of us, because of relationship, you God cannot even find you again. Little drop of finance in your account. Instead of reading your Bible, you read that aloud for over 3 hours. And God, tonight, God is calling us, return back. He's waiting. It's a call tonight to return back. You have heard the teaching about wisdom. And you have heard the teaching about passion for God. Don't let anybody make you feel that loving God is not profitable. Who told you? If you have not seen it, you have seen it in the life of our Father. Thank you. Please take your seat a few minutes just to charge us and exhort us. I'm so happy. I'm so glad. Just a few minutes. Just pay attention. I wanted to stretch, but let me just charge us so that we pray. Just to praise God. Praise God. Can you celebrate Jesus, and your clapping will encourage me? Thank you. I have a few minutes to stand. My session is the grace for favor and wealth. The grace for favor and kingdom wealth. Exodus 3 verse 21. Media help us. We'll be reading multiple scripture. Daddy has told us and has taught us again and again that favor is the number one reason why men succeed in this kingdom. That every testimony is tied to favor. He said, and I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptian. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. So anytime you are going empty, there is something lacking in your life. He said, I will give. So which means you have to go to him. You have heard our father say for complete 1 month he was crying out to God and said, Lord. It's not a favor. The favor of God is not at work in our life, but to what measure? The favor of God upon your life that can bring car, that level of favor may not be able to bring a key of an estate. So sometimes the favor of God upon our life is just drop here. But tonight, just to charge us, encourage us to pray, to go to God and say, Lord, you have to put something upon me. Don't say, put something in my pocket. No, you have seen why that you will go empty if you don't have favor. Praise God. Psalm 44 verse 3. He said, for they got not the land in possession of their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but your right hand, your arm, the light of your countenance, because of what? Thou have favor unto them. These people were mighty men. They have sword. They have all it takes, but that could not save them. What saved them? It was because the favor of the Lord was upon them. Deuteronomy 8 verse 18. He said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant which he has sworn unto thy father. It is the Lord that giveth thee power. It is the Lord that giveth thee grace. It is the Lord that puts something upon you, that which gives you access to the kingdom wealth and abundance. Praise God. I say, why favor and kingdom wealth and abundance? One, to live a comfortable life. 1 Timothy 6 verse 17b. God wants you to live a comfortable life. He said, charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not highly minded, not trust in their certain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to do what? To enjoy. So God wants you to be comfortable. Number two, I said to provide financial resources for kingdom advancement. Zechariah 1 verse 17, he said, cry, thus saith the Lord, through prosperity shall my city be spread abroad. True prosperity, true kingdom wealth. God, our Father, has been shouting it, that God has spoken to him that there will be a massive wealth transfer. So the purpose of this charge is to position us so that when it comes, we will know how to handle it. Praise God. Number three, I said to serve freely and powerfully without distraction. Joel 2:26. Lack and distract a man. Imagine you locking yourself for 3 days to seek the Lord. Your passion has been ignited and your landlord is knocking. Father, in the name of Jesus, let my landlord not come. I don't think it's a prayer point. He's the owner of the house. That is his house. So what is it? You pay with what resources in your hand. If you don't pay attention to your finance, if you don't pay attention to this dimension, we are talking about wealth by the finger of God. Joel 2:26. He said, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. I thought someone would say amen. And praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. So you can take it. God can bless you and distraction will not. I know that God has put some resources into your hand, but to what level? Because the Bible said the path of the just is like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter. So at every level you are financially, you can still rise. That's why you saw that teaching of wisdom. There is a relationship between wisdom and kingdom wealth. Because he said, by me, kings reign. You will hardly see a broke king. Check the scripture. There's a relationship between wisdom and wealth. Praise God. I said, divine favor is the gateway for financial fortune in this kingdom. Psalm 15 verse 12. Psalm 5 verse 12. Beg your pardon. Psalm 5 verse 12. He said, for the Lord will bless the righteous with what? With favor and compass him as a shield. God bless the righteous with what? With favor. I'll just give us quickly three keys to divine favor and kingdom work. Number one is spirituality. Job 22, verse 21 to 22. The number one key that he taught us in the day, that tithe is not the first principle for wealth. The first that he taught was total surrender. So you see believers who want to maneuver their way to kingdom wealth. He said, acquit now thyself with him and be at peace. Then shall He said, thereby good shall come unto thee. 22. He said, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and lay up his word in your heart. 23. He said, if thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built and thou shalt put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. So the first key I'm bringing to you is spirituality. Praise God. The first key I'm bringing us tonight is that you have to be, word is spiritual. So you have to approach it in the spiritual dimension. You have to be spiritual. I said spirituality is the root of kingdom wealth and abundance. Then number two keys I'm bringing to you tonight is possessing relevant insight. Possessing relevant insight. I only humorously tell people, if you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb and the scripture you are presenting to God in prayer for 3 years is bring all the tithe into my storehouse that they may be meat. That is scripture. It's in the Bible. But that is not the key for that. So most times you meet believers say, I've been praying, I've been fasting. What key are you using? Possessing relevant scripture. Isaiah 60 from 1 to 5, he says, arise and shine, for your light has come. There is a relationship between kingdom word and light. Depth of insight. Jeremiah 5 verse 4. I will show you a scripture, Jeremiah 5 verse 4. He said, therefore I said, surely these people are poor. Why? They are foolish, for they know not the ways of the Lord, nor the judgment of their God. The reason why these people are broke, because they didn't know the ways. They didn't go to God. Some of them have received God knowing his personality, but the principles of God's kingdom, they don't. See, the reason why these people are poor is because of this. If the Lord is blessing you, can you shout hallelujah? I say your depth of insight is a key to transgenerational wealth. Under that possessing the relevant insight, number one, just put one eye, is uprightness and financial integrity. What? Uprightness and financial integrity. Jeremiah 17 verse 11, as we tidy up. Jeremiah, yes. Can you see this scripture? The bird that the scripture is describing here is a bird that lays egg and not hatch. It lays the egg and leaves. So there is no system of reproduction. He said, and hatcheth them not. So is he that getteth riches, not by right. He shall leave them in the midst of his days. And at the end, he will be a fool. Many believers place financial crookedness. I say, avoid financial crookedness. Avoid cutting corner. He said to Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. You want to have peace. You want to possess and have access to divine favor and kingdom wealth and abundance. You must avoid financial crookedness. The Bible speaking about a man, Job, who was the greatest in the East. Job 1 verse 1. He said, this man, he what? Go to 2, quickly, 2. He said, there was born Okay, let me paraphrase. He said, Job shunned evil. He was the greatest man. And Job could testify. He said, in the days of my youth, when the secret of the Lord was upon my tabernacle. So people were playing games to do their business because of uprightness. Because why the Bible speaking, he said, righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. God will not break scripture for you. Many believers are givers. They pay tithe consistently, but they cut corner, they cheat, they manipulate and bring the tithe. Financial integrity, uprightness. You have to follow God in his method to be worthy. Somebody, you say, why? Ask Gehazi. 2 Kings 1 verse 19. His master said, no, Haman, go. He said, I will pursue. He pursued until he who asked Judas is Judas. He was stealing from, he was collecting money from Jesus. It's possible that he was collecting and buying properties. He said, why will you waste this oil? This is supposed, the Bible said, because he was a thief. It was his consistent life. Who would know? Who will see me? Nobody now. No. There was no financial integrity until he sold his master. Imagine a man sold his creator. The one that created him, he sold him. Praise God. If you have been blessed, shout hallelujah. It's a call of awakening to be financial integrity. Don't cut corner. I wrote something down here. I said, whenever you take what God has not given to you, it will destroy what God has for you. He said, come out from among them, touch not thy unclean things. Dear. But there are other people who are doing that, who are manipulating in their office. You change the figure in the file, in the, what did they call, in the check. Nobody sees you. But the Bible said, he said in 2 Timothy, he said, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure. For the Lord knoweth them that are his. He said, let every man that nameth the name of the Lord depart from where? Iniquity. Live there. Purity. Uprightness. Integrity. Financial integrity. Don't cheat people. No. You collect house rent for 6 people and pay the tithe. Praise God. It's hard, but I know you are praying for me. It's my father that sent me. Praise God. Number two. I said number one is to be spiritual. Number two is quality covenant practice and prophetic covering. Quality covenant practice and prophetic covering. In Isaiah 12 verse 13, he said, by a prophet the Lord brought them out. By a prophet. Many of us word is not being preserved because we are not under prophetic covering. Can I shock you that some of us bring package? You said you have been sowing prophetic seed. Is not the seed you have been releasing to a prophet. Do you know if that's the prophet that was sent to you? Praise God. Quality kingdom practice. That has to do with your tithe. That has to do with your offering. Your tithe open the windows of heaven. But if you don't plant seed, there is nothing that they... Praise God. Deuteronomy 8:18. I'm rounding up now. We're about to pray. 8:18. He said, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, because it is he that giveth thee power. You can turn it, is thee that giveth thee grace to get wet, that he may establish his covenant. Genesis 8 verse 22, he said, as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. Praise God. Seed time. Some of us don't want to hear seed time. Sacrificial giving. is what turned captivity around. The last key I'm giving us tonight, number three, is consistent heartfelt prayer. There is a relationship between prayer and kingdom wealth and favor. Yeah, prayer is not the key for wealth. But our Father has told us that where prayer is not the key, prayer becomes the hand that holds the key. Praise God. So in the place of consistent prayer, because the Bible speaking in Proverbs 18 verse 1, it says, a man through desire separate himself. There is a dissatisfaction in you that there has to be more. So in the place of prayer, God can show you your own code for your wealth. He can show you what to do. Some of us has been praying, God, do it, but he can show you from the place of prayer. Praise God. Psalm 118 verse 25 as we pray. 118:25. This is David crying. This was the king who said, I've of my own proper goods prepared. You know, David prepared. It was Solomon. Let me go back. You see that the book, if you read 1 Kings, the Bible said Solomon loved the Lord. He offered 1,000 burnt offering. But as soon as Solomon had deviated, and Solomon asked a question in Proverbs, he said, can a man carry fire in his bosom and not be burnt? It was not an encouragement. It was a question because he tried it and he was. Praise God. Psalm 118 verse 25. This is where our prayer. It says, save now, I beseech thee, O God. O Lord. O Lord. This is David, O. I beseech thee. Do what? Did you see it? Some of us, you have been given, but you have not stayed in the place of prayer to ward up. Satan will not just let, no. If you plant a seed, can't ant eat it? Can't termite eat it? One time I saw something that taught me a lesson. One time I saw a mango tree fully ripe. The bird will eat the fruit before the seed will fall down. I said, what? But it's the fruit we want. It can happen to your finance until you take it seriously in the place of prayer. He said, I beseech thee. Put it there as we pray. He said, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, why? I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Send wealth. Why? For my own self, so I can buy. No, for the advancement of God's kingdom. So you can live a comfortable life. So you can take away distraction and focus and serve God. So that when we say offering time, it's not the time to feel as if you want to go and pick your phone outside. I told someone, anytime you are feeling uncomfortable during the time of tithe and offering, is the devil trying to make you poor? Is the Satan strategy to? You have rejoiced during praise and worship, during prayer. They say it's time for offering. Praise God. Can we rise up on our feet and pray? Just a few minutes to pray. That scripture is our prayer point. Put it here. Can you lift up your voice and beseech the Lord tonight? Can you lift up your voice and knock at the gate of heaven? I say, Lord, for your kingdom's sake, I beseech you now, Lord, send prosperity, O God. Can you lift up your voice and pray in the spirit and cry for divine favor? That the Lord in his infinite mercy will put his divine favor upon you. Lord, I am tired of walking empty-handed. I beseech you, oh God. My heart wants to give, but it's not in my hand. Is someone ready to pray? Pray for those five keys. Lord, grace to be consistent in my kingdom practice. Grace to be consistent. Lord, show me your word, oh God. It is your depth in the word that leads to kingdom prosperity. Please pray. Kapata kataba. Tito pata kitaba. I would like to see you pray with desperation. I would like to see you pray with passion. Pray this three key into your life. Lord, I come, oh God, put your favor upon me. Kapatakita, ilatakito potoha, prakatuwa tehe.